Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICE's Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of March 21st, 2011. The latest issue's cover story and primary focus is coverage of the tragedy in Japan. The devastating earthquake there has hit the chemical industry hard, shutting down major petrochemical production, and the near-term impact will mean tighter markets in certain chemicals. The earthquake has already sent reverberations throughout the petrochemical market globally. Pick up the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. Also in this issue, I contributed an article looking at the state of polyvinyl chloride in the United States and its exports that are keeping the industry alive. Because the U.S. has such abundant natural gas, PVC feedstock ethylene is cheaper, and then therefore so is PVC. Later in the issue, there's a feature looking at that aspect as well. Ethane cracking from abundant shale gas boosts worldwide competitiveness, but what are the challenges? Well, prospects are improving for North American petrochemicals. Shale gas production in the U.S. has grown eightfold in the past 10 years and now accounts for some 12% of total gas production. This rapid growth in gas supply has resulted in the decoupling of natural gas prices from oil and refined product prices. U.S. natural gas prices are currently about one quarter that of oil on an equivalent energy basis. Then, another feature in the latest issue takes a look at acrylate prices refusing to fall. Buyers hoping for relief have been disappointed by the persistent tightness of supply in both Europe and the U.S. Last year, unplanned outages and price hikes sent acrylate buyers in Europe and the U.S. scrounging far and wide for spot material. The first quarter of 2011 has brought no respite. Availability and upward pricing pressure still dog the market. You'll have to read the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business to find out more. We also have a special report from an analyst at Frost & Sullivan who covers the Asian coatings growth. It seems like China and India are the major drivers. With double-digit forecasts for 2011 and a strong performance in 2010, the two countries will become key drivers of this global industry. One of the major indicators of growth is the demand from end-use industries such as steel, automotive, furniture manufacturing, and construction. Moreover, higher domestic demand in emerging Asian countries encourages the growth of domestic or local players. The growing awareness of and demand for green-based chemicals such as zero volatile organic component coatings is driving the replacement of solvent-based products with waterborne products. All this and so much more are available in the latest issue of ICE's Chemical Business. Pick up a copy, or better yet, subscribe today. Thanks for listening. Good night.